Again, if you're just joining us, Tegan Trahoon and Michael Deeker, as we are getting set for our girls' half of the action of the area game of the week. It is Northern Heights hosting Chase County. As we went through the starting lineups, but I got to tell you, Mike, it seems like every year Chase County has at least one player listed on their roster over 6 feet tall. Here, that's the 6'1 freshman, Madeline Wilson. And Wilson, you know, she's going to be a big force here, especially considering that you don't really have any players on the Northern Heights side that are pushing 6 feet tall. You've got a few that are close to it, but nobody that's really eye-to-eye with her.
Correct. You know, Tegan Hines has been that post player all those years, the last couple years, for Coach Bob Blair and company. So that'll be the matchup to look. And, of course, not too far off, probably in that four spot, Lily Hinkson has been kind of that post player for the Chase County Lady Bulldogs the last several years.
Absolutely. Coach Bob Blair entering his second season as the head coach of Northern Heights. Of course, his team, the defending Flint Hills League shootout champions. And, Michael, when you're playing the league champions, the reigning champions, obviously you're going to get the best out of every team that you play. But when you're playing against Chase County, who's an undefeated team right now, they're playing everybody at their best level.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we look at some like opponents. Both of these teams matched up with West Franklin and Council Grove. Both of the teams victorious over those. Northern Heights, a 29-28 victory over Council Grove on Thursday. And then Chase County had a victory over Council Grove last week as well, 45-39. So that's a pretty good indication, I believe, of where these two teams are matched up with each other.
Tegan Hines will step into the tip-off circle for Northern Heights, and no surprise, Madeline Wilson, the 6'1 freshman for Chase County, steps across her. Official steps in, and we are about set. Ball in the air, and it's one into the backcourt by Northern Heights, who's going right to left as we see the action here from the floor. Northern Heights in their home whites with black numbers and trim. Chase County in their road blacks with red numbers, white trim, and we have an early turnover as right here in front of us. Looked like Kaylin Schlimmy was trying to find Brianna Pierce from left to right, and she ended up throwing it over her hands and out of bounds. So Chase County will now take possession with 7:49 showing on the clock here in the first quarter.
Easy to do with Pierce only being 5'2".
Yeah. Ball now in the hands of Leah Francis for Chase County. She gets it top of the key to Hatcher. Hatcher feeds it down low, right wing to Lily Hinkson, who goes up for the shot. No good. And it looks like we are going to get an out-of-bounds call. Last touch by Northern Heights. It'll stay here with Chase County.
Good ball movement there by Chase County, that possession, to get a good look there by Hinkson. She's just unable to finish down low.
Francis inbounds it. Left wing to Alexis DeLong, who's short on the 18-footer. The rebound will go to Northern Heights. Bringing it up the way is Brianna Pierce. Pierce, left side of the floor to Addie Hendricks. Now at the foul line to Tegan Hines. Hines loses it. It's picked back up by Kaylin Schlimmy, who's going to be fouled. See who they give this one to.
She's going to go against Hatcher. She had a lot of contact there with Schlimmy fighting for that ball.
You are correct. Addie Hatcher, the 5'7 junior, picks up her first foul, team's first here with 7:22 remaining, scoreless in the first quarter. Top of the key, it's inbounded to Brianna Pierce. She'll circle around to the right side of the floor. Now goes left side to Addison Langren. Works it in the left corner to Schlimmy. Back up top, work to Pierce. Pierce lets go of three, hits back iron. Rebound, goes up with it. Does Addison Langren, it's no good. Tegan Hines gets the rebound. Putback is also no good, but it's deflected out of bounds by Hattie Hatcher, and it'll stay with Northern Heights.
It's already basically the first defensive series for Chase County, and they're struggling with the box out. So that was a pregame note there by Addison Rouse.
Pierce,
Amber Rouse.
Top of the right wing, three, rolls around, falls away. Rebound is won by Chase County. The 6'1" freshman, Madeline Wilson, just takes it out of the hands of Brianna Pierce. Francis leads the charge again for Chase County. Hands it off to Wilson, who drives in left side and lays it in for two. It's 2-0 Chase County. 6:37 to go here in the first quarter. A little bit of full court pressure now being applied by the Lady Bulldogs. Pierce has it for Northern Heights. Skips it left wing to Hinkson. Hinkson now being harassed by two Chase County players. Tried to feed it right block to Langren, who can't hold on to it. Goes off her chest and out of bounds. Another turnover here to Chase County. 6:22 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for the Lady Bulldogs. As once again, Leah Francis, the 5'4 senior, will bring it across half court. Top of the key with it now. Francis goes right side to Lily Hinkson. Into the right corner to Hatcher. She'll try and drive baseline. No good there. Goes back up top to Leah Francis. And she'll move around to the left wing. Goes back up top now to Wilson. Wilson trying to set something up in the lane. It's no good. Hinkson gets the pass. Goes 18-foot jumper right side over the top. Rebound will be won by Northern Heights. In the hands of Brianna Pierce. Now to Tegan Hines at the foul line. Dribbles inside. Floater in the lane is no good. And trying to get the rebound was Madeline Wilson. She had her hands on it and was poked out by Tegan Hines. So the rebound will go to to Chase County. Last touch by the Lady Cats.
His first look there by Hines. They're combating against her with a 2-3 zone. Hines really got to work to get open in that zone.
Under 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball stolen by Addison Langren. Hustling down the other way, has one woman to beat, can't make it happen, trying to finish off the right side. Rebound collected by Wilson for Chase County. Now Leah Francis, hustling down the other side, goes baseline. Up top, top of the key, long two is good by Madeline Wilson. The freshman has all four for Chase County. It's a 4-0 lead, 5 minutes remaining in the first. Tegan Hines has it, right wing, feeds it left side, down low, and the finish off the left side by Kaylin Schlimme.
That is the perfect way to beat a full-court press that Northern Heights just did right there.
4-2 now the lead for Chase County. 4:45 remaining in the first quarter. Lily Hinkson drives in the lane, kicks it back up top to Wilson. Now up top to Francis, back to Hinkson. Thought about the three from the right wing. Will not take it. She'll go back to Francis. Now right corner to Hinkson. Pass intended for Wilson at the top of the key. Gets knocked down by Brianna Francis, but it's saved by Hinkson. Now resetting the offense. Right block, down low. Leah Francis lays it in for two. 6-2 the lead now for Chase County. 4:08 remaining in this first quarter. Addison Langren gets into the front court. Tegan Hines trying to get a handle on it, but it's taken away by Hattie Hatcher. Chase County on the attack again. Wilson skips it right side to Hinkson. Three on the way, no good. Rebound one by Leah Francis, and it's poked away by Addie Hendricks for Northern Heights. They trail it 6-2. Left side, Kaylin Schlimme. Left block, jumper good. 6-4 now. 2-point lead for Chase County. 3.5 remaining in the first.
They got to keep on feeding it to Schlimme. She's got a great ball handling skill there. Pump fake created enough space to get that shot off.
Alexis DeLong gets harassed on the baseline, but they managed to bounce pass it right side to Hattie Hatcher, who will lay it in for two off the right block. Lead back to 8-4 for Chase County. Northern Heights almost turns it over at half court. Now left corner, Addison Langren goes up top. Brianna Pierce, three on the way. Back iron, no good. And Chase County will let it roll out of bounds. Now into the Chase County lineup will be the 5'4 senior Maya Dorsey. She'll replace Hatcher. Out for Northern Heights is Kylie White, as left side layup is good by Alexis DeLong. Largest lead of the night thus far now for Chase County, 10-4. Northern Heights trying to respond. Langren, baseline. Ball taken away by Lily Hinkson. Poked out of bounds by Tegan Hines. It stays with Chase County. Now checking into the Wildcats lineup. It'll be McKenna Delgado, the 5'8 junior. She will replace Langren. As Leah Francis brings the ball up across half court. Hinkson, right side with it. Back up top to Francis with 2.5 remaining in the first quarter. They lead it 10-4. Ball gets knocked down in the lane, recovered by Alexis DeLong, and then smacked out of bounds by Tegan Hines. You got to watch out for those Tegans, man. They're ferocious. Grr. I got him to laugh.
I've got nothing.
That's my Christmas present right there. Alexis DeLong fires up a 5-foot jumper from the right side. It's no good, but the putback by Madeline Wilson is. Wilson, the freshman, has six. It's 12-4, Chase County. Schlimme goes left side. Now up top to Brianna Pierce for Northern Heights. Pierce kicks it left side to Kylie White. Fires a three. No good. Tegan Hines fighting for the rebound. Correction and apologies. That's McKenna Delgado, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Chase County. Minute 51 remaining in the first quarter. It's a 12-4 lead. Oh, no, they're going to actually call a foul. They're going to call a foul on McKenna Delgado. One referee signaled jump ball, the other signaled foul, so it'll go down as a foul for Delgado, her first, team's first. 1:51 remaining in the first quarter. Chase County leading Northern Heights 12-4. Chase County with possession. Leah Francis across half court. Skips it left side to Maya Dorsey. Now right side to Lily Hinkson. Hinkson back up top to Francis. To Dorsey, left wing. Back to Hinkson. Right now it seems like Chase County just content passing it around with 90 seconds remaining in the first. Finally a shot thrown up by DeLong. It's no good. And the rebound will be ripped down by Kylie White of Northern Heights. Northern Heights a chance to try and cut into this lead with a minute 18 remaining in the first quarter. They trail it 12-4. White has it, top of the key. Her pass is knocked down by Leah Francis, has a breakaway, goes up and gets smacked on the arm by Brianna Pierce. So that'll be Pierce's first. And that will be the fifth turnover for Northern Heights thus far in this first quarter. So great defensive effort here by Chase County. They've been pressuring the Lady Cats all night long thus far. Francis at the line, puts up the first. It is good. Francis has three now, and the lead, 13-4. Now out to nine. Yes, nine. Make it 10 as it's 14-4. Both shots good by Francis. Minute four remaining in the first quarter. Brianna Pierce brings it up across half court from Northern Heights to Tegan Hines at the top of the key. She'll go right block to Delgado, who overshoots the 10-foot jumper, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Northern Heights. See who they whistle it against. They're going to whistle it on Kaylin Schlimme. That will be Schlimme's first, team's third. Addison Langren returns to the lineup for Northern Heights. Taking a seat will be Kylie White. As Leah Francis again brings it up across half court for the Lady Bulldogs, they lead it 14-4 with 48 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Hinkson drives baseline. Has to kick it back up to Francis. Now left side into the hands of Dorsey. She gives it to DeLong, who has it poked away and taken back by Northern Heights into the hands of Brianna Pierce. Now to Langren, top of the key. Right side, Delgado tried to skip it. She rocketed it, and it went right through the hands of Delgado and into the Northern Heights student section. So another turnover for the Lady Cats. That'll be their sixth of the first quarter as they trail it 14-4 with 25 seconds remaining in the first. Back on the attack is Chase County. Francis, right side to Hinkson. Back to Francis. Foul line to DeLong. You could hear Coach Roush saying take it, and DeLong didn't. Now Hinkson has it with 8 seconds remaining. Back up top to Francis. To Maya Dorsey, fires a 10-foot jumper that's off the mark, and the rebound is out of Northern Heights as time expires. That'll do it for the first quarter. It's 14-4, a 10-point lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have second quarter action. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at Emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC. serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
Back in Northern Heights High School, Tegan Trahoon and Michael Deeker, two sharp-dressed men here tonight on the call. As Michael messaged me earlier this afternoon and said, boy, I've got a surprise for you. I thought to myself, that's terrifying. I asked, what would it be? You said I had to wait. Michael showed up with a sports coat, told me it's the closest I'll get to him in a full suit. I'll take it.
Yeah, we've got kind of maybe the John Dutton going on. Got the cowboy boots,
Looks good. Blue jeans.
And the suit. So no cowboy hat, though. So.
Every girl crazy about sharp-dressed men. I think we
look pretty good. Maybe not us, but
well, hey, we're married.
It's the thought that counts.
Hey, somebody was crazy about it. As Lily Hinkson was trying to drive baseline, and she loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. So a turnover to Northern Heights to start the second quarter as Northern Heights trails it 14-4. Chase County really exploding there in that first quarter off a great performance by their freshman, Madeline Wilson, who had 6 points in the first, and now will get a turnover for Chase County. 7:36 remaining in the first half as Leah Francis brings it up for Chase County. She skips it right side to Hinkson. Hinkson back to Francis, who's going to get bumped by Addison Langren. That will be Langren's first foul, the fourth for Northern Heights. So far, Brianna Pierce, Addison Langren, Kaylin Schlimme, and McKenna Delgado all with one foul apiece for Northern Heights as Francis has it right wing for Chase County. She tried to throw it to DeLong on the right block, and Tegan Hines barely had to stretch to knock it out of her way, but it'll stay with Chase County as it was last touched by Northern Heights. DeLong inbounds it to the top of the key to Hinkson. Now right side to Leah Francis, who gets bumped on the three-point attempt. No good, but rebound put back by Madeline Wilson is. Wilson now with 8 points on the night. It's 16-4 for Chase County. Schlimme at the foul line goes right side. Delgado fires a three. It bounces around, thinks about it, and falls through.
Only a two.
Oh, they're going to call it a long two. So McKenna Delgado, her first points of the ball game, makes it back to a 10-point lead, 16-6, Chase County.
That stopped a pretty good run there by Chase County that got out to that 10-point lead.
DeLong tried to go up with it left block and has it taken away from her in midair. And now Northern Heights showing a little defensive ferocity here, forcing some turnovers with 6.5 to go in this half. Tegan Hines, foul line, kicks it up top. Addison Langren lets go a three. That hits side iron, no good. Madeline Wilson will collect the rebound for Chase County and hand it off to Leah Francis. Francis trying to go coast to coast. She will get pushed from behind, according to the official, by Brianna Pierce.
Northern Heights now 0-for-5 from beyond the arc. Chase County shooting exceptionally well from the field, 8 out of 15 from inside the arc. That's really paced them to this 10-point lead.
Pierce will pick up her second foul, team's fifth, so into the lineup will come Addie Henricks, who took a seat earlier. Henricks, the only member of the starting five, along with Tegan Hines, to have no fouls yet as Leah Francis fires a shot and gets fouled again. So she'll go to the line for two off the left block jumper. See who they whistle this one on. That's Schlimme. That's her second. So both she and Brianna Pierce with two fouls apiece. Substitution getting set for Northern Heights. Got to think it's going to come for Schlimme, as Francis was perfect on her first trip to the line. See if she keeps that going. Puts up the first. No good. Into the Northern Heights lineup comes the 5'4 junior Elizabeth Galloway, and taking a seat will be Kaylin Schlimme.
That's going to be a long 6 minutes with Schlimme on the bench
in
this half if she does not get any more action with those two fouls.
Second shot by Leah is good, so now she has five on the night, 17-6. The lead for Northern Heights, and Coach Bob Blair wants a timeout. He'll get it. It'll be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with you. And thus far, it's been all Chase County offensively as they're out now to an 11-point lead. Largest of the night thus far has been 12, as it just seems like they can do no wrong down low, and Northern Heights offensively and defensively just can't get into a rhythm.
That seems to go. That's really the pressure that Chase County's been putting on, not only on defense, but that's creating that pressure on defense is creating some good looks on offense as well in transition. And, of course, having two starters on the bench with Brianna Pierce and Kalen Schlimme in foul trouble, like I mentioned earlier, they cannot get into that halftime locker room soon enough. And here we are. We're still with 6 minutes to go before that halftime break. So they're just trying to keep this game as close as they can right now with those two players in foul trouble.
McKenna Delgado right in front of us inbounds it into the backcourt to Addison Langren for Northern Heights. Langren tried to feed it right block. It's taken away by Madeline Wilson. Wilson lead pass for Leah Francis. Too long. Francis's arms would need to be about another 4 inches longer if she's going to reel that one in. So turnover for turnover as Northern Heights has another crack at it with 5:45 remaining in the first half. They trail it 17-6. Tegan Hines, foul line, goes in the lane, loses the handle. It goes to Delgado, but they're going to call Hines for the double dribble as she tried to get the ball back into her possession. So turnover number three in the last 20 seconds between these two teams.
Yeah, 9 turnovers now for Northern Heights in the ballgame.
Left block. DeLong goes to the foul line to Madeline Wilson. Wilson down low. Great feed on the back door there by Wilson to Hinkson, who overshoots it, but on the rebound attempt, or I should say the putback attempt, DeLong will be fouled. So she's going to the line for two, and the foul will be registered against Elizabeth Galloway. That's going to be her first, team's seventh. So 1-1 the rest of the way here for Chase County. Two shots coming for DeLong, who looked like she was going to be off the mark on that first one. High arching shot, hits back iron, bounces up and falls in. So Alexis DeLong has 3 on the night. 1 shot to go. Puts up the second. Another high arching shot, hits nothing but net. And now the lead out to its largest thus far tonight, 13 points, 19-6 for Chase County. Tegan Hines, left block, jumper over the top, rebound. We'll go to Chase County. Leia Francis going coast to coast, gets cut off on the baseline, gives it to Madeline Wilson, who fires an 18-footer from the left side that hits the front and falls away. Rebound will go to Addison Langren for Northern Heights. 4:55 remaining in this first half. Left corner, firing the three is Addie Henricks. It's a little long, and the rebound will be collected by Leah Francis. Chase County with possession again. 4:38 remaining here in this first half. 19-6 again the lead for Chase County. Hinkson, right block, tried to drive baseline, got cut off, then splits the defense, tried to hang it right side. It's short, and then we're going to get a jump ball between Hinkson and Delgado. They're going to say alternate possession. It goes back to Northern Heights. Into the Northern Heights lineup again is the 5'4 senior Kylie White. Taking a seat will be Addie Henricks.
Yeah, I think Hinkson and Amber Roush kind of frustrated just because that's the third miss down low at just close range that Hinkson usually makes.
Well, Hinkson intercepts a pass down low. Chase County again forcing a turnover here. That's the 10th for Northern Heights. Right wing, Hinkson, up top to Leah Francis. Skips it left side to Maya Dorsey. Back to Francis, now to Hinkson, right corner. Bounce pass in the lane, goes to DeLong, then to Francis, who fires up a shot, but not before she travels. Hinkson will take a seat. Back into the lineup for the Lady Bulldogs comes Hattie Hatcher, the 5'7 junior. Hatcher with 2 points on the night, as her team leads at 19-6, 3:50. Remaining in this first half. Addie Langren will bring it up across half court for Northern Heights. In the left corner with it for the Lady Cats, Elizabeth Galloway gives back to Langren. Right block jumper is no good. Gets her own rebound. Back to Galloway. Now left side, Delgado lets go at 18-footer. No good. Hines jumps in to pull it down, but can't hold on to it and slams it off her own foot out of bounds. Rebound will go to Chase County. And again, both coaches talking about the importance of rebounding here tonight. Thus far, neither team doing a great job, offensively speaking, on the rebound game. Baseline with it now. Chase County turns it over in the lane. It looked like Hatcher was trying to throw it in the lane for someone to come in with the layup and just ended up throwing it away. Galloway to Tegan Hines. Hits back iron on the four-foot jumper in the lane. Rebound won by Addie Langren. Now to Delgado. She lets go a long two. It's no good from the left side. And Leah Francis will pull down the rebound. Throws it away to Tegan Hines, but not before a timeout called by Coach Amber Roush. She wants to settle things down and talk with her team with 2:53 remaining. It's a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and step aside ourselves. Catch our breath. 19-6 is the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. We're back right after this.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-23 school year. By the City of Americus, who proudly supports the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Griffin Real Estate and Auctions, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
19-6 is the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights in our girls' half of the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. Tegan Trahoon, of course, joined by Michael Deeker. 2:53 remaining in the first half, a half that has been all Chase County's offensively. Leah Francis across half court out of the timeout by Coach Amber Roush. Goes to Lily Hinkson, right wing, now up top. Back to Leah Francis, right wing, down low, trying to go up with it. Was Hattie Hatcher, no good, but Madeline Wilson collects the rebound and puts it in. Point blank range, she now has double figures with 10. You know, 21-6 the lead.
Speaking of the experience they brought back, now there's freshman and Wilson, that's no reason that Chase County's undefeated on this young season.
Oh, no surprise there as Addie Langren lets go a three and sinks it. And that was a big confidence boost for Northern Heights as they had not scored in the last 5 minutes. Delgado had the first points of the second quarter for Northern Heights, and since then it was quiet. Langren waking her team up a little bit. An attempted steal by Delgado will result in a foul on DeLong, so that'll be Delgado's second, or no. Actually, they're going to call that on
Maya Dorsey.
My apologies. For Chase County. So Northern Heights regains possession. That's Dorsey's first, team second. Hattie Hatcher, the other guilty party, with one foul as well for Chase County. Delgado, top of the key. Goes right corner to Addie Langren. She'll give it to Kaylin Schlimme, who finishes from the foul line. Schlimme now has six. It's 21 to 11. The lead back down to 10 after being as high as 15. 1:22 remaining in the first half. Under the basket, Hattie Hatcher tried to hit the bunny on the right side. She won't get it. Instead, she'll get tied up with by Delgado for the rebound, and will get a jump ball. It'll stay with Chase County. 1:17 remaining in the first half as into the Northern Heights lineup comes Kirsten Fox, the 5'9 freshman. She will be replacing Elizabeth Galloway. And they have her listed at 5'9. I think they may have mismeasured. She's closer to about 5'10, 5'11. Leah Francis fires an air ball over the top of the rim from the right side. A rebound is collected on the baseline by Hinkson. Back into the hands of Francis. Right side inside the arc. Goes up top to Madeline Wilson. She hands it off left side to Maya Dorsey, who tried to bank it in from 10 feet out. It's no good as we go under one to play here in the first half. 21-11 the lead for Chase County. At the foul line with it is Schlimme. She gives it to Langren for three from the top, and it rolls away. Board is collected by Dorsey, gives to Francis, who leads it across half court. Now right wing, Hinkson to the foul line to Wilson. Wilson back to Hinkson, right wing, wide open, takes the three over the top. It'll bounce off the chest of Maya Dorsey and out of bounds. 27 seconds remaining here in the first half. 21-11 the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. The lead was as large as 15 at one point here in the second quarter. Addie Langren across half court for Northern Heights. Bullets it down under the basket to Delgado, who gets fouled on her layup attempt. That one is going to go against Hattie Hatcher. That will be Hatcher's second, team's third. Delgado is going to line for two. Thus far, McKenna Delgado has just 2 points on the night here in the second quarter. See if she can change that. Puts up the first, no good. Still a chance to pull her team within single digits for the first time in the second quarter. As out of the lineup for Northern Heights comes Schlimmy. Back in comes Galloway. Delgado puts it up. High arching shot falls away. No good. 0 for 2 from the line. Madeline Wilson collects the board for Chase County with 12 seconds remaining. Leia Francis brings it across half court. Chase County no doubt holding for the last shot here. Wilson fires a jumper from the foul line. Ball bounces around some hands. No good on the shot. And clock says double zero. But the official is going to say a foul was called, so they might add a little time here. The foul is going to be registered against Maya Dorsey. That's her second, team's fourth. Coach Bob Blair having a conversation with the official saying we should add about a second on the clock. I think he's correct. So look for a half-court heave here from Addie Langren, who will have it inbounded from Kylie White.
One play. I'm going to say that's it.
I think that's it. No buzzer, no time on the clock. But nonetheless, that's going to do it for our first half. At the end of one, it's 21-11. Chase County leading Northern Heights. We'll take a quick break, get into the Long Pine Auto Plaza halftime show, get some halftime stats and analysis, and get set for our second half of action here from Northern Heights High School. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.